contemporary folk artist Eunice LaFate moved to Delaware from Jamaica in December 1983.
I was nostalgic that winter, so I started painting. I painted tropical sceneries.
LaFate is not only a folk artist with 20-plus years of experience, but also a teacher and speaker on issues of diversity and racial harmony. She received a Governor's Award in 2014 for her work as an arts advocate, and in October received a Trailblazer Award from the Jamaican diaspora for being a pioneer of folk art in Delaware. LaFate says she's the only Jamaican folk artist with a studio in the first state.
So I'd be getting some intriguing questions. Why do you round off the hands? The people in Jamaica don't have fingers? Where are the eyes and the features? And then I explain to them, folk art is not about accuracy or precision. It is about life story. Ask me the story behind the work.
A special section of LaFate's gallery is dedicated to the topic of caregiving, and she says her gallery is an outgrowth of her grief, caring for her late husband and painting at his bedside. She also offers weekly classes on caregiving, folk art, and other topics. Copies of her two most famous pieces, titled The Melting Pot versus the Salad Bowl, and another titled Diversity, appear in President Clinton's library and are available during Small Business Saturday. Megan Polly, Delaware Public Media.